KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. Nishna Valley Credit Union's new online banking is going live on August 22nd, and it's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is, it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com, and the new website goes live on August 22nd.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school sports last night, a few volleyball matches around the area last evening. It was Exira EHK defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 3-1. Also last night, Guthrie Center defeated Madrid in 3 straight games in girls high school volleyball. Well, Associated Press Iowa High School football poll is out. And in Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley starts the season at number 1 with Ankeny, Bettendorf, Dowling Catholic, and Iowa City West the top 5. Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids Xavier, Pleasant Valley, Urbandale, and Southeast Polk round out the top 10. In Class 3A, it's Decorah on top, with Bishop Heelan Catholic number 2, Norwalk 3, Harlan is in at number 4, and Marion is 5. So is Creston Orient Maxburg. They're tied for 5th place. Clear Lake, Solon, Grinnell, and Lewis Central round out the top 10. Carroll and Atlantic also are among the teams who didn't make the top 10, but did get votes for this week's poll. In Class 2A, it's Boyden Hall Rock Valley number 1, followed by Mediapolis, Spirit Lake, West Marshall, and Kemper Catholic in at number 5. Union, Center Point Urbana, New Hampton, South Central Calhoun, and Sheldon round out the top 10 in this week's 2A poll. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is number 1, followed by Emmitsburg, Applington, Parkersburg, Fort Dodge, St. Edmund, and St. Albert at number 5. St. Ansgar, West Branch, Pella Christian, South Winneshiek, and Panorama round out the top 10. Among those who also got votes but didn't make the top 10 list, Tri-Center, IKM Manning, and Trainer. In the Class A poll this week, it's West Lyon on top with Woodward Granger, West Hancock, Logan Magnolia, and Wapsie Valley, the top 5. Woodbury Central, North Tama, Mason City Newman, Waco, and Pekin are the top 10. Also in 8-man football this week, Adair Casey is the number 1 ranked team with Murray at number 2. Newell Fonda is rated 3, Fremont Mills number 4, Janesville is 5th. West Bend Mallard checks in at number 6. Exira EHK is ranked number 7, tied with Melcher Dallas. Gilbertville Don Bosco and Preston round out the top 10. Among those who got votes but didn't make the top 10 are Cam and Lennox in this week's poll. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes admits that he would like to have a sure win on the schedule for the opener. Instead, the Cyclones will host a Tulsa team that finished 8-5 a year ago and lost to BYU in the Armed Forces Bowl. The Golden Hurricane are a 1-point favorite, and Rhodes says the Cyclones are approaching this game as the underdog.
I don't know if it's fair to say we're comfortable being in the underdog position, but we find ourselves in it quite often and have played to a high level. I think if you go back to the 3 previous years and look at the numbers, when we're favored and when we're the underdog, I think we've performed quite well in all those situations. It's our opener. It's been a long time since we played a football game and lost a football game when we did play it. We're anxious for Saturday to arrive.
Well, Rhodes says Tulsa will be the toughest opener since he's been the ISU coach. Rhodes says he believes the Cyclone defense will be improved, but he says he won't know for sure until Saturday. Rhodes says this team has a lot more depth this season, especially at defensive line and receiver.
We're a smarter defense. We've coached things a lot less as we've gone through this training camp than we have in the past. The fact that we will play 10, maybe even up to 12 guys on the front four, I think makes us better because we stay fresher as the game goes along. Our linebackers are who they are. They're a high-quality group. And I think Washington and Givens are playing at a good level as we go into it. They've done a nice job of covering our people. Can they cover other people as effectively? We'll see. But I stand by the one-word response. We're improved.
Well, Rhodes says that Steele Jantz will get the start at quarterback for that 2:30 kickoff this Saturday. Well, foolish as it might seem, Nebraska plans to cut down on Rex Burkhead's carries. Seems as if it's going with the less is more theory for the senior, who is positioned to finish his career as the Cornhuskers' number two all-time rusher. The belief is that Burkhead can be just as productive, and maybe even more, if he's fresher. A year ago, a lack of proven depth required Burkhead to run 26 times or more in four games, including 38 against Iowa. By November, he had nagging injuries that limited his explosiveness. This year, the number 17 Cornhuskers have potential playmakers in backups Samir Abdullah, Braylon Hurd, and freshman Imani Cross. Burkhead will join the school's top 10 rushing list with his first 90 yards in Saturday's opener against Southern Mississippi. LSU head coach Les Miles says it's unclear if running back Michael Ford or linebacker Taj Jones will play in the third-ranked Tigers season opener against North Texas Saturday night. Miles says the pair are appealing unspecified academic rulings that could keep them out of the game. Ford led LSU with 756 yards rushing last season to go with seven touchdowns, while Jones is a projected starter. Number 23 Florida will be without safety Deontay Pop Saunders for the first two games of the season. Coach Will Muschamp declined to say whether Saunders has been suspended, but the coach says the sophomore would have missed Saturday's season opener against Bowling Green anyway because of a hamstring injury. Saunders was suspended for last year's game against Alabama for a violation of team rules. He started nine of the remaining 12 games and finished with 26 tackles and a team-high two interceptions. University of Tennessee athletic department officials acknowledge that it posted a $3.98 million deficit for the 2011-12 fiscal year, forcing it to use a substantial portion of its financial reserves. Although the department made $106.5 million in revenues, it had $110.5 million in expenses, including buyouts of athletic director Mike Hamilton, football coach Philip Fulmer, men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl, and baseball coach Todd Raleigh. Tennessee also has more than $200 million in outstanding debt related to the construction and renovation of various athletic facilities on campus. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are heading toward their preseason finale Thursday night at Green Bay with what appears to be an identity problem. Jamaal Charles and Peyton Hillis give Kansas City one of the league's best backfields, a quintessential thunder and lightning look. And with the play of Matt Castle at quarterback, one of the biggest question marks entering the regular season, there's little doubt the Chiefs prefer to be a defensive-minded ball control team. That makes the way Friday night's 44-14 loss to the Seattle Seahawks played out all the more surprising as new offensive coordinator Brian Daboll aired it out 44 times. Even Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel sounded a bit perplexed by the direction the team is headed and admitted that it needs to figure out quickly what it does well. Brady Quinn has been picked as the backup quarterback of the Chiefs, leaving Ricky Stanzi at number three on the depth chart heading into that preseason finale. Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel told the team of his decision before yesterday's practice. The race to backup Matt Castle had been one of the few contests open for Kansas City during training camp. Quinn signed as a free agent in the offseason, while Stanzi was number three a year ago. Also, tight end Kevin Boss missed practice for what Crennel called personal reasons. Defensive backs Jaleel Brown, Kendrick Lewis, and Brandon Flowers were among numerous players who did not participate because of various injuries. The Chiefs wrap up their preseason Thursday night at Green Bay. In other NFL news, the Jets and Rams have swapped disappointing right tackles, with St. Louis receiving Wayne Hunter for Jason Smith. Hunter's agent says the trade is pending physicals. Both those players had lost their starting spots in the preseason. Miami Dolphins left tackle Jake Long left Monday's practice after injuring his right knee during an 11-on-11 drill. The three-time Pro Bowler sat in a cart while being examined and then walked to the locker room. Coach Joe Philbin declined to discuss the severity of that injury with reporters. The New Orleans Saints have changed their practice and travel plans, heading for Cincinnati as Tropical Storm Isaac headed for the Gulf Coast. Interim coach Joe Vitt called off practice and meetings so players could evacuate their families. The Saints also contacted the Cincinnati Bengals and got approval to practice at Paul Brown Stadium on Tuesday afternoon. The Saints are scheduled to play their final preseason game Thursday in Tennessee. Wide receiver Mike Wallace still hasn't reported to Pittsburgh Steelers training camp, despite reports he was expected to end his holdout on Monday. Wallace refused to accept the team's one-year, $2.7 million tender before camp started, and the Steelers suspended negotiations with him on a long-term contract when he was a no-show at the start of camp. Wallace had 2,450 receiving yards and 18 touchdowns the past two seasons. Several prominent NFL players were either released or placed on the physically unable to perform list as teams tried to get to the 75-man roster limit by Monday's deadline. Among those cut were Buffalo quarterback Vince Young, Carolina kicker Olindo Mare, Washington kicker Neil Racker, San Diego receiver and kick returner Roscoe Parrish, and Denver long snapper Lonnie Paxton. The Patriots released a pair of veteran wide receivers in Jabbar Gaffney and Dante Stallworth. Baltimore linebacker and reigning defensive player of the year Terrell Owens has landed on the PUP list, as have Detroit running backs Terrell Suggs was on the PUP list, as have Detroit running back Javid Best, Giants defensive tackle Chris Canty, and Washington right tackle Jamal Brown, which means all of those have to miss at least the first 6 weeks of the season. All of our sports after this timeout.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In Major League Baseball, Nate McClouth provided a blast that allowed the Baltimore Orioles to inch a game closer to the New York Yankees in the American League East standings. The Birds also cut into Chicago's lead in the AL Central while moving into a tie with Oakland for the top two wildcard berths. McClouth had three RBIs, including a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning in the Orioles' 4-3 comeback over the White Sox. Chicago was within five outs of a seventh straight win until McClouth went deep following a one-out walk by Brett Myers. Lou Ford also homered, and Bruce Chen worked six strong innings as the O's trim the White Sox division lead to two games over Detroit. Baltimore is now within 3.5 games of the Yankees after getting a little help from the Blue Jays in the Bronx. Derek Lowe's wild pickoff throw set up the go-ahead grounder in the 11th inning of Toronto's 8-7 win over the Yankees. Derek Jeter tied it with a solo homer in the bottom of the ninth, a half inning after Colby Rasmus gave the Jays their first lead with a three-run blast. Tampa Bay remains four games back of the Yankees after 16-game winner David Price was tagged for 6 runs and 10 hits in 4-plus innings in the Rays' 6-5 loss at Texas. Nelson Cruz also homered for the Rangers, who still lead the AL West by 5.5 over Oakland. Brett Anderson pitched two-hit ball over 7 innings as the A's blanked the Indians 3-0 in Cleveland. Also in the AL, Felix Hernandez has followed his perfect game performance against Tampa Bay by tossing a 5-hitter in Seattle's 1-0 win at Minnesota. Daisuke Matsuzaka worked 7 innings of Boston's 5-1 win over Kansas City. In the National League, Josh Beckett didn't exactly have a stellar debut with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Pitching for the first time since being acquired from Boston Sunday, Beckett gave up a homer to Tyler Colvin on his second pitch of the Dodgers' 10-0 loss at Colorado. Beckett surrendered 3 runs and 7 hits in 5 2/3 innings as the Dodgers fall 2.5 behind the Giants. The Dodgers are also 2.5 back of St. Louis for the National League wild card berth, the last one of those after the Cards topped the Pirates 4-3 in Pittsburgh. Matt Holliday broke a 2-all tie with a leadoff homer in the 6th inning to help Kyle Loesch pick up his 8th straight win and improve to 13-2. Loesch worked 5 innings and was pulled after a 34-minute rain delay. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati has a 6-game cushion over St. Louis in the Central after Bronson Arroyo launched a solo homer to break a tie in a 3-2 Reds victory at Arizona. Atlanta's 3-0 loss at San Diego puts the Braves 5 games behind the East-leading Nationals. Also in National League action, Ryan Braun, Ramos Ramirez, and Corey Hart had consecutive homers to jumpstart a 9-run ninth inning in Milwaukee's 15-4 win over the Chicago Cubs. Boston Red Sox have placed designated hitter David Ortiz back on the 15-day disabled list due to lingering problems with a strained right Achilles. Ortiz, who suffered that injury in mid-July, returned to action in Friday's win over Kansas City, getting 2 hits and 2 RBIs, but he's not played since because of discomfort. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Memphis 11-7, while Nashville topped the Iowa Cubs by a final of 4-3. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.